News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Electric picnic just around the corner. And of course, that means there are many people scrambling to try to find a resale ticket because the concert is and the festival is sold out. Bank of Ireland are warning, tread carefully if that's what you're trying to do, because they are seeing signs of people using the opportunity to run scams. With us is Nicola Sadlier, who is Head of Fraud Protection with Bank of Ireland. Nicola, what is it that you're concerned about?
So particularly, you know, it's a sold out gig. Many people have tickets already from a pre-sale last year, but fraudsters are likely to target people now searching for tickets and accommodation passes. So they exploit high demand and limited availability by posting adverts or fake listings on social media, online marketplaces and unofficial resale websites. So look, whether you're buying tickets for Electric Picnic or any other major events, it's important to take your time and make sure you're buying from a trusted source. And if you're looking for tickets, buy through the authorised and official ticket sellers or verified resale platforms. And
although presumably the ones who are doing the fakes can do them very well, so it'd take a bit of searching to confirm that you're not dealing with a fraudster.
Yeah, look, the first port of call is really the authorised and official ticket sellers. So certainly we see reports of people buying screenshots, and that's obviously where tickets are being sold to multiple customers, that, like fake. Similarly, that customers are under pressure or that they're being sold for unusually low prices. So your standard weekend camping ticket is about €310. So really for customers to watch out for if they're being offered for much lower prices. They're real telltale signs. And really, if they're looking or avoiding the legitimate sites, we have a couple of examples where customers, they met face-to-face. So, you know, you get a sense of legitimacy, certainly, that, you know, you're being handed a ticket, but they can be duplicated or faked as well. So really to watch out for all of those at this time.
And of course, there's a double sting in the tail, which is that in some instances you find yourself arriving at the gate and you waste an entire weekend not being able to get in. And then there's the financial cost. There's not much that anybody can do about the former. What about the latter? Is there any way to put yourself in a position where you can recoup the money?
So, look, I guess reason why we're warning customers is really to try and avoid it happening in the first place. And we're available 24/7. If you're a Bank of Ireland customer, you can call us. We're available. So we can certainly try and stop the fraud in progress and potentially recover your funds. So as soon as we become aware of it, we can get on it. And the recovery potential is slightly better the sooner we know. But really, the recommendation is to just make sure you're dealing with an authorised and official ticket seller, so you're not in that position and you're not showing up and unfortunately not admitted because it's a fake or a duplicated ticket.
And where do you see these frauds coming from? Are they domestic? Are they international? Is it large-scale organised crime, or is it individual criminals trying their luck?
Look, it's large-scale organised crime for sure. Yeah.
Nicola, thank you very much. Nicola Sadlier there, who is Head of Fraud Protection with Bank of Ireland 06.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.